So we want to do, we have a couple of things we want to take you through. We've split this up in a couple of different ways. I want to just mention one thing at the outset, by the way. I just saw a tweet. How many of you are on Twitter? Raise your hand. Anybody? Anybody know what Twitter is? Okay, good. The IRS just announced that, I guess 7-Eleven just announced that you can now file your taxes, your IRS at 7-Eleven.
Thank goodness.
I can't imagine what could possibly go wrong in that scenario in a cybersecurity breach, so we'll see how that goes. So here's where we want to begin. We want to talk to you about preparing for a data breach, helping your company to prepare for a data breach, and then we want to talk to you about sort of how to handle that. We want to lay the land and give you the idea of sort of where we are right now. This is a good visual, I think. And this is credit to Rachel because this is her slide. But it actually is a good representation of where I think a lot of companies were before 2014. And I will share with you my personal experience. I've been the GC at my company for about 3.5 years now. I think we were very much in this space also. We had some smart people. We had IT people like a lot of you do at your companies. But in terms of awareness of risk, because that's what we're talking about, this was sort of the posture, I think, of a lot of companies before 2013, 2014. What you're going to see here, this slide and the next one to follow, these are infographics of major data breaches in the United States over the last probably 6-7 years. And you don't have to get too close in on this. You've got the slides. But what you can really see is you definitely get some breaches going back to 07, 08, 09, some pretty significant breaches. But when you roll into 2013 and 2014, and particularly into last year, what you see is you see a real significant exposure of what's happening in this landscape.